Good morning. This past week's daf was the first daf in the third perek. Meseches Ksubis, Elunaris, daf of Hes. Let's see the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Elunaris, Sheesh Lahem Knas. Elunaris, Sheesh Lahem. These are the Naris that have Knas. What Knas are we talking about? Let's see what Rashi says. Look, Rashi Elunas. Rashi starts with the first condition that the Mishnah mentions as far as those who are have the din knas. Shteich Mishnah Nairis. And the Gemara is Medaik. Nairadach Mishavi Shtei Sairis Ad Shiti Boger. When we refer to Naira, there are many takam, many halachas in the Torah which apply to a Naira, specifically. What is Naira referred to? Naira Mishutavi Misha Heviya Shtei Sairis Ad Shiti Boger. So Rashi makes the point that Naira has to do with Shtei Sairis, a certain development of the goof, not necessarily tolling, or definitely not dependent on an age. Admar talks about how early bringing the Sairis could give her the din of a Naira. Could be that years do play a role in when we honor the Sairis, right? And it could be before a certain age that these Sairis are not eligible, legitimate Sairis. Akoponim, but that's really the Iker. What's kaveh is this size achati boger, till she reaches the next stage of development, which is bagros vehim shishachadoshim shpeinayas bagros. That period of time is a set amount shishachadoshim, 6 months. Avoktanu boyes enlem knas zokrashi. That the Tanav Mishnah holds that the din knas is specifically by a naira, not younger, which is a ktano, and not older, which is a boikris. I think more talks about that there might be a machloikis concerning ktano. Izokt Rashi Vaiter Sheishlam knas. The halacha that we're talking about over here is that these nairis, there's a chiv knas. What causes the chiv knas? This din knas. Zokrashi im onso odom nois navicha mishim kesev kitachsiv nosan hoish shoychev. Rashi says over here that the knas that we're referring to is the knas of oynis. Parsha of oynis is parshas kiseitze. Rashi refers to Dvaruch of Beis. There's really two halachas, is oynis and mafate. We find that the parak will just talk about that also concerning mafate. This is talking about this nus of a pnuya. Right? If someone's mezana with a pnuya, someone who's not married. So there's a halacha, there's a din of an oynis that if he's mezana her by force, usfos of shachavimo, the pasuk says, that whatever is categorized as oynis, right? Whatever that self might you know, has its conditions, but whatever is in the category of an oynis, so there's a chiyuv knas on the boil. That's the pasuk says if nasan shachrich lavi anayra chemishim kesef. Right, this parak will discuss these halachas. The knas is loviha. The pasuk says, and the pasuk means vaysili isha tachas asher ino. There's another chiv in the parasha over here. Vaysili isha, that he has to marry her if it meets the right conditions. Vaysili isha lo yuchal shalchu kol yomov. It's also for him to be megarisher.
So two halachas the pasuk says. One halacha is a chiv knas. Another halacha is that lo yisilish a chiv to marry her. He has to marry her. Now the truth of the matter is that there's another parasha, a parasha of mefate. That's in parashas mishpatim. The pasuk talks about the chiv fatish b'sula shel eros v'shacham. The gedarim over there are slightly different. Over there, the knas over there, pasuk mohim aren lelisha that he's supposed to marry her, or as an option, right, to marry her. Mohim aren lelisha, and if he marries her, there's no chiyuv knas. And the pasuk says over there that in moin moin vilasitulei then kesef yishkol kmei apsulus. Then there's a chiv knas kmei apsulus. What over there says is that the amount of knas, even on that parasha, doesn't say clear what it is. But the Torah is referencing the parasha of oinus. But there is a din knas also by mefate, and therefore. I think maybe we could raise a question as to why Rashi is limiting this Mishnah over here to Oinus, and why? How do we know that this Mishnah is specifically referring to an Oinus and not to a Mefata also? Okay, maybe we'll get some more information as we learn further in this Perek, and we'll be able to see whether we have an answer to this question. Akoponim, Rashi says that we're talking about the knas of an oinus. The Gemara says, as far as there are different types of monetary obligations. Now the emphasis is like this: that the Mishnah says. Mishnah Lam Tes says, Ha'inis is noisin arbo. There are four monetary payments that an oinis, that someone who's ma'anis, an isha has to give. The pasuk talk about things between an oinis and mefatim, and the Mishnah says over there, Boishes, Pgam, Knas, and Tsar. So you have Boishes, Pgam, which is Nezek, and Tsar. These three payments are together a chiyuv momon. These are in Hilchas Nezokin. As far as damages, primarily Hilchas Nezikin for Bekameh, that those chiyuvim are monetary chiyuvim. Knas, what constitutes something as a knas, the Gemara tells us, is primarily one or two things. Either it's Yoisel Masha Hizik, possibly Pochus Mimasha Hizik also, right? The guy did Chatinezik, right? There's Machlik Sinimar about that, whether that's Knas or not. But if you're paying more, then that's a Knas. Like we find certain payments, Kefil, Avov Chamisha, right? That's, so pay more than you damage, right? So that's not a monetary. His chayvus, when monetary that there was some kind of loss, and because that person's loss, some kind of you know, that's what's mechayev a payment to replace the loss. But if you're paying more, then not replace the loss. And Moros also says that if something is kotzuv, something set, right, a set amount, right, that is also a knas. Because it's not proportionate to the loss. Let's say shloshim shelevit. Right? There's such a halacha. Right? Someone kills an evid of someone else. So there's a chiyuv of shloshim shkol. Non-dependent on how much the evid is worth. So you're obviously not paying the value. Right? It's a different type of payment. It's called knas. And Knas has different guidelines, different than momenus. Primarily, we're familiar with the idea of moed v'knas poter, not wherever that applies. There's such a halacha, right? That if someone admits is moide to knas, then he's potter, whereas a monetary chiyuv ad rabba, but the spaldin, he's mechayim himself. Akoponim, just giving you the idea over here. So this chamishim kesef.
What is a moide to knas potter?
So that is a little a discussion about that. It means at least what it means is that a person can't be mechayiv himself for knas. In other words, if he admits that he did the thing which normally would be mechayiv knas, that's not mechayiv. The business is not gonna. So his own admittance, even though in moment his own admittance is mechayiv himself, but if it's a knas tikachiv, then it can't be mechayiv. There's some other way, whether it's even further than that. That maybe that could pater him even if Aiden would come later, right? Mm-hmm. And they can't be mechayiv. It's mechayiv what this means. It means that just there's not enough basis to mechayiv him, but on a different basis could be mechayiv him. Mm-hmm. Or there's actually it's a ptur, right? By being moed, he's patering himself, and even if subsequently Aiden come later, right, he was ready.
But not in our kind of cases over here. If he's moide mamzeres and others, he's not potter. Wouldn't be potter. So moide knas is potter. Yeah.
Over here
no.
Yeah, this is a knas. Same thing. So if a person would, if he would give himself in, and he would say that he was ma'anis this isha, then he would not be mechayiv knas. Right. Boishes pgam tsar that he would be chayiv for. Right. But because that's a mom's dikachiv.
What about knas. The marriage? What about marrying her?
I don't know what that is. What that's.
Well, do we find knas out of money? I don't think.
Yes, that's. I'm not so clear about that. Right. Right. I mean, definitely the concept of knas is monetarily, right? That I don't think has this halacha. But that would only be, you know, according to the Gedarim over here, his admittance could only be chayif from lechayvosai, right? So obviously, if a person would say that he was ma'anis and isha because he wants to marry her. Right, and you know, and that's you know, if that's not going to help him.
Oh. Well, she can refuse anyway, right?
So, okay, yeah. Right. Depending on the gedolim, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't think that's.
We're going to get into it later at some point. What these other four pagamim?
Yeah. Okay. We'll more later on talks about this, right? We'll see further other chiyuvim. Okay, so the truth of the matter is, right? Maybe we'll have to speak through why the Mishnah is addressing knas. Specifically over here, right? Maybe we'll see about that, right? Maybe some of these chedushim, right? Do they have to do with knas per se or not? Right? Once we raise that point, maybe we'll think about that as we go through. Okay. So zok
the
Mishnah. Other things are poishes pagam and tsar. Those are the other chiyuvim that one has when someone's ma'anis in Yisha.
What about nezek and sar?
So pegam, so sar we mentioned, then nezek is pegam. Okay.
No,
but in the chnami, if there are other if there's an, you know if there's ripui and things like that in the chnami, you also have that. And apparently that's not usually the case. But the regular, right, the other ones are regularly, you know, the chiyuv for nezakim, whatever.
That's mama, though. That's not a
kenas. That's mama, which we discussed now, right? So you got the discussion now in a nutshell. Okay. Let's see. So zok the Mishnah, elunai sheisham knas, habol, mamzeres, bal hanasin, wal hakusis. The Mishnah has three different categories over here. of noshim that the Mishnah wants to tell us about. The first group is mamzeres, nesina, and kusis. Rashi right away references the Gemara, which the Gemara asks the obvious question that one should ask, and like we always point out, that if Rashi tells us what the Gemara asks in the Mishnah, right, that means that if the question bothered you, then you know you're steering right. Right? That maybe we should learn from Rashi that question should have bothered you if it didn't. But Rashi says, "Bigmara porach avol ksheris loy." That question, right? The Mishnah seems to say, "Elo nashi." These are the ones, and the Mishnah goes on to talk about noshim mishap psulus. And that the Gemara says, "Umishan." The Gemara answers, "Psulus is tzurich lashmina." That if Adat Achiv Knas is on even on the Isha who's a ksher 100%, but the Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush, and the chiddush therefore. First starts with noshim psulos. Okay, right, we'll see when in the Gemara on that. When we see the Gemara, we'll see what that means. It's like the Mishnah that haba mamzeres. Mamzeres is an ishlag which is a surlov of the kohol. She's also to the boil balav. She's also, and you see from the Gemara that it's really two points over here. That a mamzeres, there's a pasulus there. She's pasul, and because of that pasulus, that's really the root of the lav, over there. So we have to see in the Gemara what's the point of the chiddush: the fact that she's also, or the fact that she's pasul, right? Let's see.
Is there a lav to be boiled the mamzeres, or the lav is to marry the mamzeres?
I think it's Isur Bia.
Just Isur Bia?
Yeah.
Because it says Lo Yavo Bekal Hashem. Isn't that marriage? Yavo, is that?
Okay.
Maybe Yavo is Lashem Bia. I don't
know. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's a point. But we'll see. I mean, that just really, no, I'll have to be Mavar there.
The Torah doesn't mention that as a solution for a mamzer to do have children, doesn't it?
There's the
you
marry a
shifra
kananis.
No. But what are you referring to?
He doesn't say, oh, so do with a penui and don't get married. So there's no issur d'oraisa. It's just a znus.
So this is the point. This is the point. But I'm mentioning over there. There's two things. There's psul and there's an isser, right? So even if there's no isser, the psul is still there. Right.
A kid born from a mamzer would be a mamzeres.
Right, so it's not dependent. Right, that's what we were alluding to over here. At the chiddush of the Mishnah over here, right? That's why. Even if you're right, the chiddush of the Mishnah over here, the Gemara seems to be saying has to do with the psul, not so much with the iser. Right, and as the Mishnah is saying that even these noshim this knas, right? Now,
meaning even though you would think they're less.
Yeah, well, because let's think for a second, right? If the Mishnah is coming to say that they're also, so is that a reason why you shouldn't be chayav knas because you did something worse? Because you also
even isn't. You can't be mekayim the second half of the requirements. And
but,
he didn't
hanoim
that whole.
Can I just finish what I'm saying first? The Mishnah says hani noshim psulas isluhu knas, right? Right, the chiddush seems to be psulis. Right, that's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. In fact, the posel. Right, so posel would sound like that it's the posel. Not that it's also. Hani noshim asuris, the Gemara doesn't say. Right, it's noshim psulis.
But the drasha of the psukim is
okay. So that might be another point, but I'm not sure if that's what the Gemara means over here right now. It's true. There's a discussion in the Gemara, and we'll have to see. Maybe after that, you know, that will become the pshat in the Gemara over here. But what the Gemara sounds like, what the Gemara is saying, the Gemara doesn't say Hainosh Masuris. Doesn't say that. So it doesn't sound like that's the point over here, right? Because of that condition.
I think the Mepharshim asked why he calls all the people in the Mishnah Nashim Pesulas, because Gioris, Shivcha, and Shvuya are not psulos.
Mm-hmm.
That's that question.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Wait, is it going on that?
It's going on the whole Mishnah. Because we're only listing things that ladies that are apostle, and we're not listing regular Ksheris. Ksheris are Pashit.
Oh, I thought that honey psulos was only going on the first three.
Well, it's of course going on the chorus at the end of the Mishnah.
So it's not so posh. I mean, the Rishon can say like that, but it's not so posh. Because, like we were just medayik, and once you want to talk about this, is the sefer the Mishnah, the Chiddush is as far as the Kemle Rabbanei, that has more to do with the fact that there was an Aveira done, and that's Mechayiv a chorus, more so than the fact that they're apostle. That's not so much the point, right? But you're right, the Rishonim do say that, right? And on the contrary, so that the Rishonim, according to the Rishonim, are saying, definitely has nothing, it's not new with the Isser, right? It has to do with Psulis, right? Right? Pagam, right?
Rishonim say which way? That it only goes on the first three, or that it goes on the whole
thing? Rishonim assume that it goes further, right? And Rishonim Difra asks that, you know, what's the psulis of the second group?
Well,
that's what Rishonim want to know.
I mean, it seems like all the rest of them, there's no innate psul. I mean, certainly the later women.
Right, they ask on the middle group. The middle group, I think Rishonim asking. Right, that's Rishonim asking.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a point over there. Mm-hmm. Akoponim is, let's see. So the Mishnah first talks about Mamzeres, then the Sina and Kusis. Right? We're not going to go right now into the Arichas of what the Rishonim explained to us what Nisina and Kusis is. We'll just learn the Rashi right now, and then maybe we'll come around. It's not really the Nidin of the Sugya over here. The truth is that it's really other Sugyas, really, you know, the Shaiyos depend on other Sugyas. Baruch Hashem, we learned Yevamos, so we're maybe familiar with those Sugyas. But right now, let's focus on this over here. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Habo Mamzeres. Okay, we just saw that. Nisina, right? Nisina, the Rashi says, min hagiv oinim, v'hi asura l'kol. Rashi mentions over here an iser, asura l'kol. The dov goes aleihem k'damin b'yivomis. So Rashi just tells us limited information over here that the iser of Nisina, which are the nation of the givoinim, that's who they are, is an Isser Drabonon, Rashi says. Not an Isser. Rashi says, David Gozar Aleihem Kerim Bivomis. Then Rashi says, Vavshem Vayitin Yeshua Choytu Eitin Yishev Imayim Kol Hu Nisinim. So Rashi tells us that the name Nisinim, where does the name Nisinim come from? What does it even refer to? So Rashi tells us, and apparently that there was two points of time that the manhige hador made certain halachas concerning this nation. There was once at a point of time in Bisman Yeshua, they were actually from the Zayin Amimin, and they came to be Megayer and undercover and Yeshua was Megayah them, and the Pasuk says over there that he gave them a certain level of avdus to separate them. Right? We'll see what it discusses.
Is that like avdus?
Okay, so this is what some kind of avdus over here. Yeah, there definitely is an avdus aspect over here. Akoponim, later on...
They weren't full-fledged Jews?
What?
They weren't full Jews?
They were full Jews, but just their status.
If they did Avdus,
right?
I understand, but if they do Avdus, then maybe the only Chayiv Mitzvahs like a Nashim or Evan Kenani is not Chayiv in all the Mitzvahs. They were Chayiv Mitzvahs like Evan Kenani or Chayiv Mitzvahs like a regular.
No, so from what I understand, that they went through full Geirus. And Evan Kenani, he's only Mechayiv in Nashim because he doesn't have a full Geirus.
So they were Chayiv in all the Mitzvahs, even though he made them.
I don't think you could downgrade someone's level as far as chiyuvim.
Okay.
That's what I would think. And therefore, I think it's just as far as yichus is concerned.
He wanted to separate them that people should marry them.
Mm-hmm.
So he put them in these jobs that people should realize that they're.
But it was a yichus, right? Because their yichus was lower because they became avodim.
Did Yeshua say that you can't marry them?
Okay, so that already can get involved in the sugi over there, right? That it's a little toyin shaynim, as far as that's concerned. Right? What they did. But Rashi tells us, Rashi says that Koponim, Dovid was Gozer Aleihim. And the Gemara over there discusses what Dovid HaMelech did that Yeshua did not do. Maybe Yeshua's was limited. Bizmacha Mesim English Kayim, Dovid extended it. What happened at the time of Dovid that he extended it? Ayin Shom. Koponim, and Rashi says that the Nesina is an Isser Jabonon HaKoponim. It stems from the dinner. It's not a deraisa that we're dealing with over here. That's what Rashi says, you know, and that's Tosfos comes to argue on that. Now let's see back to Kusis. The Mishnah says, what's the Kusis over here? Nation of Kusim. So Rashi says the Sal. Rashi makes a reference to a machlekes we find in the Gemara. Rashi says Kosav Geri Arayis Hain VeYesh Non Belav Loi Sischatin Bom. Rashi says that there is a machlekes concerning these Kusim on the. Legitimacy, maybe, mm-hmm. of their geirus, whether their geirus was a true accepted geirus, or it was done for ulterior motives, and therefore that's something which would affect the validity of their geirus. Rashi said that our Mishnah, which is speaking out a chiddush of kusis, must hold that the geiri arise, that the geiris was done because of for ulterior motives, protection reasons, and it's not a geiris, and therefore they're goyim. Therefore, Rashi says yeshna b'lav loy sischatin bom. Rashi says that the lav of loy sischatin bom, which the pasuk talks about. The pasuk is discussing Zayin Amimin, whether it's limited to that or not, but Akoponim, but Rashi's right now is going that the lav was said Bigi Yuson while they were going, right? And we're familiar that there's a shak of a tie anymore in Yevamos about this. Rava himself, right, has a sakadaitach and maskana, which Grand is not like this. And Rashi.
Sakadaitach about what Moses Hassan applies to?
Yeah, right.
When they're goyim or when they're after they convert.
Right. So this is Rashi. Shita Tosfos asks Rashi from that Gemara. Right, there's different Gemaras concerning.
I mean, more pashtus. Is Rashi holding then that this is just a rabbanan on a kusis, the kanas?
No, on a kusis, Rashi is saying that it's the right. Well. The Rashi is saying that the chiddush of kusis is that there's nisa deraisa here, That's the Chayyur Rashi's comment to say, right? There is another point that you're raising right now, which Tosfos asks on Rashi that if she's a goy, there should be no knas.
Right?
That's what Tosfos asks, right? But Rashi apparently is not concerned about that. I don't know what the answer to that is. It's a good question. But according to Rashi, Rashi's saying that she's a goy, and there is knas, and there's a lav over here of loisus chatin.
Rashi seems to hold that loisus chatin applies to all goyim, but Tosfos seems to hold loisus chatin only applies to the seven nations of Canaan.
Now is that because
Rashi holds this only before the they become Gerim?
Just one thing at a time. What do we know about the Kusim?
They're
not part of the Zayin Amim?
No.
Okay, if that's true, then right. Then.
They were not part of the Zayin Amim.
Mm-hmm.
And Rashi seems to say that even though they're not part of the Zayin Amim, they're Kudim Los Chasim, but only before they become Gerim. Obviously, no one's going to say that somebody who's not from the Zayin Amim that becomes Jewish is Asa Lava Bekal. No one's going to say that. Is that correct?
That one more time? Oh, yeah.
They went through a Geirus process. I mean, there's Gemaras, even our Mishnah, that you can marry a Geirus if they go through a Geirus process, if they're not from the Zayin Amrin.
Right.
So even Tosfos, who holds that it's referred to after they become Geirim, it's only because they're from the seven nations of Canaan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. That's a good point.
So there's two points of Machlokes. Rashi is saying that pasuk applies even to other nations, not just Canaan, and it only applies before they're married. Tosfos holds it applies only to the seven nations of Canaan, but even after they become Gerim.
But you're saying that it's really dependent on each other.
Right.
These two things are dependent.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, so as far as our Mishnah is concerned, right, Rashi would seem to be saying that there is knas even for someone, you know, for a even if she's a goy. That's what should come out according to what Rashi is saying. Yeah. Okay, so the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah, this first group of the Mishnah, Mamzeres, Nesina, and Kusis. These are three Noshim, more calls them Noshim, Psulais. Like I mentioned before, Psulais Luchar will be Mashma, a Yichus issue. There's some kind of pagam in their yichus. Mamzeres, that we understand. Kusis, according to Rashi, is we also understand that she's a goy. Right? And Nesina, even though Nesina is a geyoris, but the Nesina itself, like was alluded to before, that the Avdus that this nation was made into, that could be the pastels that we're referring to.
So wait, are we saying for according to Rashi, Kusis really means any non-Jew?
Yeah, I think that's what should come out. There's nothing special about a Kusi.
So why wouldn't it say?
Goy, stam. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is a question. That is a question. But I just want to back up for a second. that according, I mean, I didn't really mean to get into this, but once we realize something doesn't sound right, what we're saying, that Tosfos learns that Kusi Mageri Emes, right? And so what's the problem with a Kusi?
So there's a gzera that you might come to say that we nitma behem, that we should stay away from like this. We don't want people to marry into them, and don't give them a kenas, because if you give them a kenas, then you're bringing them one step closer to having people marry into them, and you would think you make such a gzera, kamashma, you don't make such a gzera.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we're talking, don't want people to marry into them.
We don't want people to marry into them.
Because of their hanhogos.
It says on the tape, though, in the end, there was a machlokes for like a couple hundred years, but in the end, there's a Gemara in Chulin that at the end, even the Mandela says, Geri Emesheim, we have to treat them like they're Geri Arayos. That's what he said on the tape.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the Gemara in Chulin.
Right, Gemara in Chulin says, they found Avodah Zorah. Found Avodah Zorah.
The Yidin also had Avodah Zorah.
Once you're in the club, you're in the club. What are you going to do?
Right.
Oh, I mean, I guess the Kusim were also in the club. I guess
if you hold like the Mano Giri Emes, it's a big Kiddush that we transform them and we make them into Goyim. Because usually Yisrael that does Avodah Zarah is a Jew that's doing Avodah Zarah.
Right. So maybe because their whole community was a community. Like the community was doing it, they didn't want you to get into that community.
Right, that's shot. But the question is, how you could transform them to be not Jewish? We treat them almost like goyim now. If you hold like the Madam Magira Emerson.
So what? It's asking for them to be Shomer Shabbos. To that extent.
I don't know.
We treat them. We don't tell them what to do. I mean, we can't tell them to keep Shabbos or not keep Shabbos.
But the guy is asking to keep Shabbos.
I understand. But that's because we treat them like goyim. What they do for themselves, they do for themselves.
But he wants to know if you have a frum kusi and he comes to the rav and he asks him, can I keep Shabbos? Right?
Okay.
Right? But you still might be right. that this didn't happen was all clapping us. Right? Not clapping him. Right, so you know, right, not mafkia, you know, his yadus. So I you have to know what happens.
He said on the tape that some
like, what does that mean? Yeah.
He said on the tape some of Farshim say that Kusim are different than regular goyim. I think you've been according to Rashi. He said because some regular Jews married into the Kusim and therefore. Some of them might be really Yisrael, and that's why we give them the Kenas. Something about that, I'm not exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you hold Ger Arayas, but they had more Shaykhs to eat than regular Goyim, but real Goyim you can't give Kenas to. Something like that.
Okay. That sounds like an answer to Tosfos's casual. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, so the first group in the Mishnah over here is Mamzeres and Sina and Klusus. Let's see further. Zok Mishnah weiter, Habo al Hagiyeris, Val Hashfuya, Val Hashifcho, Shenivdu, Vishenizgam, Shustachon, Pchusis, Mibnois, Sholosh, Shonim, Vyemechon. Zok Mishnah as follows. If someone is Ma'anis Ogiyaris, the Mishnah makes a difference that when the Giyaris was, when she was Megayer, right? All these notions of Giyaris, she was Nishbis, or she was in the status of a Shifchon, she was Nishtacher, and through the Shichr, now she is a Gemager, she's a regular Bas Yisrael. All these noshim are b'cheskas nivalo, and being that that's so, this parsha, right, is another condition that even though the psukim the psukim don't think say beferish that there's a din of besula. Gemara learns up that there's a halacha of besula, which is an additional condition. We just mentioned that the age / development bracket, naira ktana, that is another condition that she has to be a besula. These notions are b'cheskas nivula. However, if they were in that status, right, of before the geris, a goya, a shvuya, a shivcha, before the age of 3, then their status is still a status of a besula. That means that even though they might have been nivula, but it's not considered a bia, and therefore that then they're not in the status of a ba'ula. So Rashi. V'al hashvuya, Rashi talks about shvuya, Yisrael sheniftis. So when we discussed, right, the sugya of shvuya, Yisrael sheniftis, p'chusu mibar sholosh shonim. Tibcheskas besulihi, Rashi says, that the reason why the Mishnah says this, Dafka Pchusim Vashol Shonim, because then she remains in the status of a Basula, Shafil Nivla Vishviya Basula Chosen. Even if she was Nivla, it's Basula Chosen. Now, you see an interesting thing from over here, and the truth is that we find this idea in reviewed many times, that the age of 3, Chazal tells, has to do with Bisuleh HaChoizim. Right? Bisuleh HaChoizim. So at first glance, one might have thought that fine, so for a halacha which requires a Bisula, that means she has her Bisulim, so fine, so we understand, the age of 3, you know, if it's Bisuleh HaChoizim, so today she has, even when she was Nivala, but she's still a Bisula. Right, so that's what it would sound like from over here. What I mean to say is, just to be clear, what we're coming to bring across is that according to this explanation, then even if she was nivala and it has a shame bia and everything, but the requirement is besulim, and seif kol seif, they grow back, so she has besulim, so she's in the status of a besula. That's how you might have learned. But the truth of the matter is, that well, as we'll learn, we'll see that the dinner that the dinner of Besula really came across till now, also such an idea, is not necessarily totally in Besulim or not. It's talking that an Isha could be a Ba'ula even though she has Besulim. And we also find that concerning other halachas, which are not even totally, you know, so much on Besulim B'chlal. Now that's the Gabi Arayis. Right? The Mishnah tells us that as far as Arayis, if someone is Mezana with an Erva when she's Pchusim B'Avs Gimel, so there's no chiv, right? So what's the explanation to that? Right? What is besula chayzun? Right? You know, if the chaz that the bee is a beer, right? So then why is there no chiv? So what you see from there over is that there's some kind of connection over here, which maybe needs explanation. What the connection is, but till gimel. It's ain't be also bia, right? That's what it means, and it seems to be it's because b'soleh choizim, which needs explanation. What the tli is? It would seem to be that at that age, that the b'soleh choizim seems to be some kind of indication that she's not a bar bia b'chlal, she's not a bas bia, right? That's what's just one step closer. Still maybe needs an explanation. Why is that? Why is that? Why does that indicate so? What does one have to do with the other? But what we're pointing out over here is that it's more than the fact that poch plusim gazim shalom. Now she has the besulim. We're only interested in the besulim. That's more than that. It's ain biyasa biya. But akoponim.
If a girl had bia below the age of 3, can she marry a kohen gadol?
Yeah.
She's not called a bula in any way.
I don't think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Akoponim gabi a rais, it's not a bia, right? I don't think it has a shem bia b'chlal, but yesh la'ayin to see whether that has different gidorim. Akoponim, but le'idach yisa, le'idach yisa, Rashi says over here, v'cheskas besulahi shafil nivula b'shvia besulei achoizrim. So this one could be mistapic over here, that, you know, let's say, even if it's right what we said till now, but does she need the besulim? Right? Let's say someone like Chayis was born without besulim, right? You know, what's her status? Fine. Akoponim, Sitna Rashi explains Shvuya.
Why does Rashi have to come on to Chazaka?
Rashi is explaining why. What is it? There's a chiv knas, and Rashi is telling us. I mean, what do you? Let me hear your question.
Even without a chazaka, if she's
so, what does chazaka mean to you? How do you understand the chazaka in Rashi? He's referring to like
some kind of hilchas.
Chazaka hilchas fakis, that's what he means, or he's just telling us her status.
I thought chazaka meant like you're not sure about something, hilchas fakis, I guess. And we rely on the chazaka, she was this way before, so
Rashi means just what her status is. This is a definite status, right? It's not mitam sofik.
No, this isn't because we're talking about when she's 12, she's becheskes besula, right? The pachas migimel, she's vaday a besula, but we're now looking at her as a nara, so now she's becheskes besula because we don't assume she had bia like a shvuya that's more than 3.
So would you call an ishuk seir becheskes besula also?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You're right that our mission is referring to after 12.
Right.
And she's now a naira. We're discussing she became she was a shvuya below the age of 3.
So
there's 9 years. There's 9 years in between. She got freed 2 years and 11 months. But there's 9 years later that.
Right. In other words, her below 3 status of shvuya doesn't take her out of her cheskas.
Wow.
Psuma now at 12.
Very nice. I didn't learn Rashi that way, but it's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So according to that, every Isha, we would call her Becheskas Psula. Now, it's really a Mishnah later on, but we could just mention it over here. Now, so what would be if this were being nifdis nizgar and shtachro after Gimel Shanim.
That's the next Mishnah.
So it's mevuyah from Smasher from this Mishnah over here already, right? That there would be no knas. There would be no knas. Right. These dinim are so by a geyeris and a shivcha that we understand that there's a cheskas nivala, right? So she's becheskas a beula. But as far as shvuya is concerned, this is something that we could think about for a moment. Yeah. Because you know what, the holding of shvuya really is a din rabbanu, right?
Right.
So if that's and mitzad the ikur de dina, shitaka would not be considered nivla. You know, she's becheskas shera, right? So if that's so, let's just think about it for a moment. A shvuya, which is more than gimel, right? It's mivuyir. There's no chiyuv knas. Now, why taki is that so? Right?
What?
What?
It's a machlokes tanaim. Alam and vav.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this the tana of this mission is mivuyir that. Right, that there would be that there would not be a chiyuv knas. Okay, so we'll just raise that question for now. Right, it might have something to do. Why is there a chiyuv?
You don't know that she was a basil.
So you're there's the two levels to ask the question. We were asking that the chazoka, right? And even if you will tell me that maybe the chazoka can help, but a kaponim is a sofik.
What's the
chazoka?
Is it the
chazoka
that there's
a chiv knas. There's a fact. He's potter from knas. At if it's yoyse migimel or shvuya yoyse migimel, it's part from knas. Why? Because of peula. So no, that's what I meant to ask. Right, if it's a sofik, he'll have to be part of. Right, the question is that the chazaka should tell us that she's a psula, she was not nivla, and there should be a chiv knas. Right, that's how we were asking the question. Right. In a chanami, if it's a sofik, and that's another point that the cheskas nivolo l'chare is really not necessary to pater him, because even if it's a sofik, right, would be sufficient that for him to be pater, because he can't be moitzi, right?
But if we're saying it's a dindra abanan that she can't get married, then she can't be viewed as a midiraisa, she can't be viewed as a suffix, or else it would have been a suffix deraisa lechuma, she couldn't get married, not a din derabanan that she couldn't get married.
One more time.
If we're saying that a shvuya can't marry a kohen mid derabanan,
right?
So were we to say that she's considered a suffix bu'ula, then you wouldn't need a din derabanan to usher her to marry the Kohen, it would be a suffix deraisa.
No, you're right. See, because as far as Avraham Sim said, there's a chazoka.
Right. So therefore, we have to be saying that there's no, that we don't even view her on the deraisa level as a suffix.
So what we meant to say was like this: does that chazoka help for Momenis? Right. That's a chazoka which could help for Issa.
What's the chazoka?
That she's becheskas koshla baila, becheskashis, or becheskas absula.
Where did the suffix come in?
Where did the suffix come in? What do you mean?
Nivala is a shvuya, is a suffix. What? Only a suffix. She has a chazaka of being low nivala.
But that's not a suffix.
She has a chazaka of not being nivala.
Right, so I'm asking, where did she become a suffix bula?
Well, Okay, so now she was shvuya. So now she has a suffix.
But I'm saying that if a shvuya made her a suffix, then you wouldn't need a din d'rabbanan.
Right now we're talking mechanics. Mechanics are that a suffix is chal when she's nishbis. Then the hilchas fakis kick in, and something called a chazoka. And chazoka says that keep her on the previous status, and therefore her din is that we assume that she was not nivolo.
But that only works for marriage, and not for kanas. That's what you said.
But I'm asking that where did we invent this? A suffix comes in because she's a shvuya.
So this is just a question of how. Where did that come in? I mean, I think that suffix is a valid suffix. There's a reason to cause a suffix. The fact is, nishbis by a guy, that's a reason to cause a suffix. And if there's Moshe Zingi hilchas fakis, it will remain a suffix, right? But hilchas fakis tell us that there are ways how we deal with a suffix, and one of those ways we deal with suffix is chazaka. Right? Chazaka could tell us that, and then when there's a reason for a suffix, we could be machriya it with. You know, we could decide the suffix with chazakas. It's such a tool called chazakas.
I never understood a chazaka as a machri of a suffix. I understood a chazaka tells us that we're not masupik. In other words, we don't. Everybody's a suffix nivola. Right, so the chazak is that we don't assume it.
So that might be just the use of the use of the chazaka. But again, where was the chazaka said for? Right, there's iser and there's moment.
There's iser and then there's moment.
Right, we know as far as moment is concerned, a feel rive doesn't help, which is better than a chazaka. Right, like we learned in the sugyas on that test. Right, that's maybe the difference between suva. Right, over there. But the chazakas help. So even if it's true that you want to say that maybe the mechanics of how chazaka works, which tells us not to be mistapik, but that also might be limited to where the usage of chazaka is applicable to.
Are you with us? I'm not sure.
I hear what you say.
It's a suffix.
She has a chazaka that she's a basula and that she was not nivola, but when she's taken captive, isn't that reyachas kasayu or something? Doesn't that weaken her chazaka very, very much because now that she's taken captive?
It creates a suffix. That's what it does, right? It creates a suffix. Right? And because of the suffix, right, but that's the halacha. The din of chazaka is that she retains her previous. So you're right. Right now, this created a suffix, and if there weren't hilchas fakis, then her status would be in question. But the hilchas fakis say that if right now you're in question, and there was a definite previous status, so we assume that her status remains until things change, until we know otherwise. So even though we have room to be mistapik, but since we don't know otherwise. We have the right to assume
that. Be on a derisa level?
Yeah.
And the rabbanon goes that we have to treat her like bula.
For calling, right? For calling. Right.
Mm-hmm.
What ksuva does she get? Right, this.
She marries Israel.
What?
She marries Israel.
Right.
After she was nishbis. After she was taken captive.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is.
We never saw her listed. We never saw it listed as a pagam, right?
Pagam?
Meaning we never saw it listed as specifically being mono as opposed to masayim.
Oh, okay.
Like a nivola.
Do we know a shvuya that the ksubos is less? No, we have to do some research on it. Right, what we know about that. does it affect that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. According to the Rav's logic, right? It would be a suffix, a suffix, Matzmiri Abbechavir, Alabaraya, that you should only get 100. Right? Because Gabi Mominus, right? Nobody different.
If that's true, yeah. Let me just think for a second. So what we were getting at over here was she's potter, there's a chazoko, because there's no she's never wrong, something like that. She was never wrong. That's what we were offering. That even though the din of Shvuya, right, is a din drabonon, and midraisa she would not be also l'vayla koyin, that might be only because there's a chazoka, and whether that chazoka helps for momenis, that is a point that we have to verify, and therefore it could be very well that chazoka doesn't help gabri momenis, and therefore even in the deraisa, it's a sophic, right? And therefore, he'll be potter from knas akoponomy sophic. Yeah.
By the way, does knas has a din of motzi mechaver al avaraya?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Let's see further. The next part of the Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah Vayter. Now the Mishnah talks about arayas. Habol achois halachis ova achis imoi ve'alachis ishtoi. So all these cases could be simple, that she's a pnuya, she happens to be an erva, and on that the Mishnah says that there's a chiv knas. V'aleishis ochi v'aleishis achi oviv. So these arayas became a rais only through marriage. Now, there's 2 points over here, right? First of all, that their marriage, like Rashi's Mizuk, like this, that the marriage has to be in a way that they didn't become a bu'ula, so that was only niskadsha, akoponim, as far as that's concerned. Now, but there's another point over here, that while they're married, so there's Eshish, which is a chiv misav bidei shamayim, and that. Right, that Tanavah Mishnah holds. Mrs. Bezdin. Everyone holds that there's a din of kimlei on that. So we need to have that they're not presently married. Mm-hmm. Which, just to work out the cheshbon a little bit, the Rishonim speak through like this. So if she was married and she wasn't nivola, right? So she obviously didn't have a child, right? Right. So now, if her husband died. Right, if her husband died, so in the case of the Mishnah of Eishes Ochiv, right, she's eligible for Yibum, right? So there would be no din over here.
We had in Yevamos that onus is one of the ways you can recover Yevamos.
How about Yevimta? Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. So the Rishonim speak this through that. That either we have to be working with a nizgarsha, or we'll have to have that she's not eligible for Yibum. Possibly, maybe her husband had a different wife, and he has children, right? Right. But a couple of them, but just a little point that you have to work out over here, right? Let's see Rashi. Look Rashi. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me finish the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says Va'al Hanida. Nida also akoponim has. Achi of Koris.
She's
exactly the status.
She's a penuya?
Nida? Yeah. Right? Val Hanida is all these Noshim Yesh Lehem Knas, Afu Shehein Ba Koris, Embra Mises Bezdin. The Mishnah itself it speaks out what the chiddush over here is that even though there's a chiv koris, and koris could have possibly, according to some tanoim, it does have the din of kelim ramne. We'll speak about that in a moment. Right? Kamashal and Tanah, this Mishnah, that the type of misa which has kelim ramne, which would pater from any kind of monetary chiv, right? Even knas, right? Will be nifter, is dafka chiv misas bezdin, not a chiv koris. Now let's just speak through this halacha, just get a little familiar with this. The Mishnah is alluding to a halacha of kim lebedrav minei. We'll learn a lot about that in this perek. The din of kim lebedrav minei is a concept that if two chiyuvim come at the same time, okay, that itself has its gedorim, what's considered the same time. Right, and but if we have, right now we'll use that term loosely. Right, you have two chiyuvim which come together. One chiyuv is a chiyuv misa. It's machlokes tanoim what type of chiyuv misa, like you see right over here, whether it's a koris, it's a misas bezdin. Yisrei Shemayim Limar talks about, which is another level. Right, so there's a din of kelim ramne learns from psukim. There's a discussion also whether it's dafka misa. Right, maybe Malkus might have such a halacha also about that. Malkus in moment, misa and Malkus. Back upon him. Right now we're discussing misa and moment. There's a that. One is not mechuyev the momentous. He's only mechuyev the greater of the two punishments. So it's relevant over here because we have a the bia itself is what's mechayev the knas and the zechiyev miso also, and this would be a situation where if that chiyev miso which would have been that one which has the dinner of kinev rabbine. Then that would pater from the knas, and there would be no chiyuv knas. Zok the Mishnah, that our Tana holds that kinei ramne only applies to a chiyuv misas bezdin, and these chiyuvim there's no chiyuv misas bezdin. Right, we'll see about this halacha. What the guidelines are. Does a person have to have an actual chiyuv misas bezdin? Let's say that it was done b'shoigeg, let's say it was done without hasra. We're missing the conditions for that chiyuv, you know, to come into actuality. Right? Does that make a difference or not? Fine. Well, that's part of that sugya. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Val eshes ochav shenizkad shaloi lo ochiv. Right? So that's what Rashi is saying, shenizkad shaloi. Merely niskadsho. So Rashi takes the root of girsha. Right? That makes it much more simple. We have to get involved in the yibam aspect. The girsha she'ein bo misov lekoris. Now Rashi's telling us the reason why she has to not be married akoponim, right? Is because otherwise there'll be eshes ish, and there will be a kimlei because the chiv misa would be. Chiv Mises Bezdin. And we're just mentioning that other point that the Rishonim talk about, that Girsha circumvents the Yibam issue. But Eishesach Yov and Shaskach Levi Girsha, similar to that.
Apple Pishem Bekha. In this case, Rashi doesn't have to say Girsha.
I mean, what? I mean, if you want to come to problem to come on to almana, right? Because even if you want to say an almana and he had a child from another wife, that's not a kares, is it?
What do you mean?
He has two brother has two wives, and one has a child, and one is makadesh a woman,
right?
And he had a child from another woman, and then he dies.
So both are right.
So you're saying it is a karis?
Yeah, no, that's a regular exam, right?
Yeah, okay, fine, it's cool.
Okay. Zakrash after Shem Bekoris, Hare Embo, Mrs. Bezen, because they put a lay menatash lumen. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. So Gemara, Hani Naris Psula Sis Luknas Cheris Loi, right? The Mishnah would sound like, you know, Elu Naris. After the Gemara Hochi Ka'omad, Gemara answers, no, this is what the Mishnah says. Elu Naris Psula Sheishlam Knas Abo Al Hamamzeres Val Nasila Val Kusus. There's a chiddush over here in the fact that they are psulas. Now, as was touched on before, that one luchara could have learned that the second two groups of the Mishnah have their chiddushim. What we're coming to say, you know, the Gemara is answered that we're mentioning these because these have chiddushim. Now, the chiddush of the first group is the mere fact that they're psulis. The second group and the third group, lechora, have their own dinim. Right? In fact, the second group discusses the chiluk between the gimel shanim and not the gimel shanim. That's what the Mishnah is coming to say there. As far as the last group, the Mishnah is coming to discuss the kelim navnei. So, lechora, we could have been happy. That looks like maybe some of us were happy that the Elu Naris, right, that we're discussing over here, the psulis that the Gemara mentions is really only refers to the first group, and you know that's the chiddush of this first group.
If you read the lesson of the Gemara, it's mashma, it says Abal Mamzeres and similar psulis, and it stops there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to list all of them. It could have just. It's just whatever, and we know the rest of the Mishnah, but it seems like maybe all of these cases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely was, I think, the initial feeling that most of us got, right? But as we mentioned, that if you look at the Rishonim, which question the Psulis in the second Shlav, seem to understand that goes on there also, right? So now, does that therefore mean that it's going on the whole Mishnah, or that might mean that the din of Gimel Shanim is maybe that's not the extent of the Chiddush? So therefore these Noshim also are Bechlal the Psulis. But Akapon, like we mentioned before, the Psulis would be mashma that's the chiddush, that even these noshim have some kind of pagam, and therefore one might have thought that the dinner of knas is only something that if someone was machala an isha, that she was a full kshera, that's where the knas was said to, but not to someone that has a pagam that was even before the beer. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Zot Gemara, Nairing Tanaloi. Zot Gemara, it's Meduik from the Mishnah that the din of Knas is only said to a Naira, not to a Tana, Mantana, Omar, Vihnum, Rav, Meirhi. Zot Rav, that in Nochanami, our Mishnah is taki getting in. Taking sides in the Machlokes Tanoim. This is Shitas Rameir. The Sanyik, Tanoim Basia Mechad, Vachetovish De Saris, Yesh Lomecha, Vein Lo Knas. Rameir Shita is that there are two halachas which apply to a Naira in loose terms. A girl at these ages, which don't coincide. The father has a schus to sell his daughter. Father could sell his daughter. And there's also a halach of knas, which happens to be also related to this. We'll see those gedolim. Right, but so it's not Rav Meir that these two halachas don't coincide in time. That the din mechira is only by a ketana, and that's agreed upon by everyone. The pasuk tells us that if a father sold his daughter, one of the things which are moitzi her, or which bring her freedom, is the havah shtei sairis, yotzachinim and kasef. Gemara learns from over there, and therefore says the Gemara that if she was already sold, producing the beis sairis is moitzi her. So definitely he doesn't have the schus to sell her. He can't sell her after that period of time. So everyone agrees to this halacha that mechira is only ad shetavish de Cyrus, right? Miyemechad toshbing shetavish de Cyrus. Right? Meir shita is that during that period of time there's no knas. Knas first starts after that period, which is shetavish de Cyrus till she's bogru. Umishetavish de Cyrus ad she bogru yesh lo knas. And at that point, ve'ein lo mechad. Divrei Reb Meir. Shehir Meir Oimer Kol Mokem Sheyesh Mecher Ein Knas, V'Kol Mokem Sheyesh Knas Ein Mecher.
What's gained by repeating it? It seems like he's saying they can't happen at the same time. Is that what he's saying? Like it's because there's Mecher, there's no.
So that's a good point. That it might have some kind of mashmois to that. It would need an explanation, which I don't really have for you, to explain, you know, why that might be so. I have to see anymore where a mayor knows this halacha from. The Gemara Taka has a limit for this, right? So we'll see when we get
why
to
why does he have to repeat it? He spelled out, you know, Kitana there's Mecher, Naira there's Kinas. So I'll figure out by myself, whatever there's Kinas, there's no Mecher, there's Mecher, there's no Kinas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a valid question. Valid question you could ask. You could ask. That's what we started. So just raising, is there an explanation? Some kind of, is this a reason for that? A reason for that or not? Right? So, I don't yet know of a reason how that should be in a sentence. That should be one should be a reason for the next. And as long as you don't have the reason, then your question comes back. So, what are we gaining by repeating this over here? Okay. Okay, that's a point.
It seems like the father has certain zikuis in his daughter, and he has a different zikui at every stage in her.
So
he has a way potentially to make money. And
but is that what it is? Is the knas, the point of the knas is that the father can make money? Is that really what it is? The grad happens to be a din that he's zoyche in the knas, right? We'll see about that. But to say that the whole institution of the knas is a fundraiser, you know, for the father, I wouldn't think so.
But the Torah goes out of its way to say the knas goes la'avia naira, that's the naira itself.
Fine, that's true. But there definitely are situations when Shitaka gets it, right? So to say that the institution of the knas was kidei that the father should get it, I wouldn't have thought so, right? L'chor the knas is because this, you know, it's fit for a knas. Now who should get it is another issue, right? You know who's the right, whatever is, well, we know who's the bottom who has the schus on the momentus. That's you know, a different question, all right? Okay. Let's the chacham moim ktanim v'ashol shom yemechad v'ashit hitboge yeish lo knas. The chachamim say that zot hacham they're talking about the din of knas, and they say that a ktano once she's gimel shonim, Now you see from over here also, like we mentioned before, right? We're talking about that. Let's say someone's ma'anis a ktana, right? Less than gimel shonim, right? This is no chiyuv knas. Why is it no chiyuv knas, right? What's missing over here? Right? So you see again that the pshat that taki doesn't have a shem biyah b'chlal.
Right? She says that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that has to be the pshat. Right. That has to be the pshat. Mm-hmm. Right. So zok the chachamim. So they talk about a chiyuv knas even less than the naira stage. The Gemara is medactic over here, that the Chachamim seem to be talking about Knas, and there could be a Mashmoyis that they come to say, they may have spoke about Mechira and Knas, right? Each in his time. Now, the Chachamim seem to say that it would sound, B'muskul Rishon over here, the Chachamim would say, first of all, you know, Mecher, there's no Mecher. And Knas, we argue on you. You say Knas is only starts by Beis Cyrus. Now we hold that there's a Chiyuv Knas as long as she's royal beer. On that, the Gemara asks, Knas in Mecher Loi? What happened to Mecher? Do the Chacham argue? So on that, the Gemara says, no, we're not arguing on Mecher. Whatever a mayor says concerning Mecher, we agree. Ema af Knas b'mokem Mecher. They're coming to add to a mayor. Rav Meir says that there's no knas b'mokum mecher, and they're coming to say that there is knas even b'mokum mecher. Even during the time that a mechir could be made, there is knas. This discrepancy, as far as the gimel shonim is concerned, mecher could be done right away, right? Yom mecher, the day that she's born. But knas is not till gimel shonim. That's more a technical chiluk that you need a ma'isa bia in order for the chiv, and you don't have that till she's baskin mushonim. Okay, so Krashi, the mayor he can ma'isa b'risa the kamed was going to bring a b'risa concerning this machlokes. Yesh lo mecher yesh lo via bo zechia lemochra l'shivchus. What then of yesh lo mecher? She has something concerning a sale. Rashi explains what it refers to. The Yeshla means that she's sellable, right? She's not selling anything. That her father Yishlaviya boz chia lemochra l'shivchus. That is a zchus. More refers to it. Zchus, some kind of bailus, some kind of ownership that he has in his daughter, that he has the ability to sell her. Right, that comes from schus. In order for it to work, you can't sell something that you don't own in whatever capacity that is. And the selling that we're talking about is that he's selling her l'shivchus. Zokt Rashi ve'ein lo knas shabola ein echayev knas. So, according to Reb Meir, there's a condition the chiyuv knas needs. Naira, right? We'll see what that's based on. Right? But it's only if she's in the status of Naira, Mishnah Teva Beis Simonim, Ktana, even though it's Biyasa Biya, because she's older than Gimel, but the Chiyuv Knas wasn't given to that age. Ve'ema Mecha, Zakrash, Kitisan Yochol, Yimkor, Admas Biti, Kishihi Naira, Amrika Vachoymer, Mechul Kfar, Dach Yoitza, Achshov. If she's already sold, she leaves now with Simonim. Fine. It's a Kavachoymer. It is a Kavachoymer. Let's see. Mibas Kilmushan Yemechod, Shehiru Uilabia. Very good, right? That's what it is. Uilabia. Mechalebit Mia, Shon Ab Knas Mokem Mechem, Mishum Knas Nokad Bas Shosh, Ab Mechem Bas Yem Echod, Bas Tovish De Cyrus. Okay. Let's start this next piece of Gemara over here.
One question I have. The Kulei Alma, after Bagrus, there's no Knas at all, right?
Right.
That's a Gzeres HaKosev. that after Bagrus, which is Bagrus, and a week later, no more Knas.
Now, when you say there's a cost of, you mean because you don't see any difference? There's no explanation.
Right,
what changed?
What changes a week later? Why should we know Knas? That's what I'm wondering.
So the Gemara does make a reference to some idea that at the point of Bagrus there could be some kolah bisulel, right? There is such a thing like that. Whatever that means, I don't know if I can explain it to you medically what that means. But if you want to know, I've had its sources with what the Torah says. But if you want to know, is it a para aduma, or there's some kind of, we could, you know, give something, categorize what, you know, how we're viewing it as something different, that halacha doesn't apply because we see a difference, something happened between yesterday and today, so we're offering you a possibility, right?
That something there might be a difference.
Right. As far as Mark, I believe, calls it kol b'sulel, there's some kind of effect from that point on in the Besulim. Okay? Okay. Let's see. Zot Gemara. Top line. And this is really the main sugya over here. Let's see. V'hane b'nei knasa ninu v'amai ikri kan v'loi seeli isha. Isha horu uyloi. The Gemara asks a question. V'hane b'nei knasa, these in the Mishnah, right? Now we'll have to see what who's the Gemara is asking on. V'amai ikri kan v'loi seeli isha horu uyloi. Ask the Gemara that isn't there a condition in the pasuk that we need to hear loy seeli isha, which Chazal seeing that to mean isha horu uyloi, that this din was said, knas was said only if she is ru'uyaloi.
It cannot be referring to the middle section of the Mishnah.
So before we get there, I just want to start one step before. The Mishnah, well, even before the Mishnah, let's just review what we mentioned before. In the past, we saw the two halachas, right, of oynis. One is a monetary obligation, right, chiyuv knas, and the pasuk also says that there's a meritable obligation. V'lo yisi lisha, he has to merit, right? Lucha shachal kol yamav. Now this halacha of Isha Ruilo is actually a Mishnah on the Achlamet Tes, right? And the Mishnah on Achlamet Tes mentions that there's a difference between Oynes and Mefata. One of the differences is that in Oynis, the Mishnah calls his Shoyse Batzisai, that he has to marry her against whether he wants or not. Ha'Oynis Shoyse Batzisai. Rashi translates that to mean that B'kli Shabochaboy. It's a moshel. He has to drink in the cup that he himself bought. You know, like a person like you stock, you know, you say, you know, someone just has a limited amount of money, and so whichever cup you bought from the store, that's it. You know, your coffee is going to be drunk in that cup. Akopanim. So that's just the emotional. We're saying, well, here is that buying by being ma'anis her, so he's making a choice over here, and he has to marry her. And it's also him to Mgarish.
Where's the Mishnah?
The Mishnah Lamites. Lamentes towards the bottom of Lamentes. Lamentes on an aleph from Sechus. Yeah, right. So that the Mishnah has come to discuss differences between Oynis and Mefate. They have similar halachas, as mentioned before. There's knas by both Oynis and Mefate, and there is a din of there is such a halacha of marrying her. So, but the Mishnah says a difference that an Oynis, by Oynis, even if he doesn't want to marry her, he has to. And then the Mishnah says, "Nimsa bo dvar ervo, oish ein arui lova b'Yisrael, ein ei vashoy lekaimu, shenema v'loy sil ish ish ruhoi loy." So this is really the source of that drasha. L'chora Agimora is really coming from. You know, a source that, you know, it's not the derech of Gemara, just the darshan, you know, darshan without any source. Gemara is coming from a source. Hakaponim, this Mishnah is a source to such a drasha, lo yisi liisha. However, this Mishnah is talking about the din, the marriage part of things, lo yisi liisha, right? And if that's so, and that's really going to be what the shaila over here is. But the Gemara is assuming right now, and you know there are definite tanaim like that. But we're just coming to point that over here that in this Mishnah it would seem to be that akoponim it's talking about the din of a loisi elisha, right? That halacha where he's supposed to marry her, on that is dependent on whether he's an isha ruila or not. But knas, that's a different question, right? This is not necessarily going on knas itself. Our Gemara is assuming that the condition of loisi l'isha is not only a condition concerning the chiv of loisi l'isha itself, right, to marry her, but it's also a condition in the ikar chiv knas, right, which is a point. Maybe that we might need to know how the Gemara knows that. Why is the Gemara assuming that?
You need to say that he wouldn't be obligated to the knas either.
Right, right. Granted, you know, if she's not ruyuloi, then that's what Mishnah says. Then as far as the chiv to marry her, that's one thing. Oh, but the chiv knas... Right, which the Gemara references later, that those are the Tanoim, Shema Nasya, right? They hold that it does go back on that. But this is what we just want to point out, that we don't have to say that there's a machlekes b'chlau whether yedashin leisi leisha. The issue just is that the condition of isha ru'uyeloi, whether that's limited to where it said right over there, as far as the din to get married, or that encompasses all the chiyuvim of the parasha, including the knas itself. Okay, so that's just the background of this, where this comes from, and what the mokum din on such an assumption is. Zot the Gemara. But the Gemara does ask this as a question. Okay, now we get to step number two. Right? Let's see, Rashi says, "Ama yesh lahen knas l'nayres psulos." L'nayres psulos. Ikri kan v'loy si l'isha. Now, loy si l'isha is really referring to what makes her not roy. What makes her not roy primarily is some kind of iser. So, let's take a see what Isurim we're dealing with. So, in the first case of the Mishnah, the Mamzeres, okay, Mamzeres is real, an Issa Daraisa, right, that we understand. Right? Let's say in the Sefer of the Mishnah, right? Now this question, you know, is a general question, right? So definitely this question refers to those who are in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Arayas. These Arayas are are osir, there's no loisil leisha on these noshim. Now, as far as nesina and kusis is concerned, so let's see, we saw in Rashi, kusis, there's an issa deraisa. There's another mokum din in kusis that gonna come up a little bit in the Gemara. See, we spoke about leisi leish where there's an issa. There could be another issue over here that if possible kedushin is not toifis, that's something which might we will see later, you know, concerning maybe chayvi krisis, but specifically benegay to shitas Rashi over here that kusis is a goy. So kedushin is takanat teifis on a goy, right? So mitzad that, okay, that's another point. We'll leave these cheshbonos around because it's a little bit late. Okay, but we'll just raise that right now. We'll come in again later. Now let's just talk about Nesina, right? Because Nesina, Rashi learns that Nesina is Nisa Drabonu, right? Is Nisa Drabonu. So let's just hear what the Mokum Din, what we could think about over here, that Nesina is an Nisa Drabonu, right? The Gemara is saying that there should be no Chiv Knas. Why? Because it's not Isha Haruiloi. Now Midrash she is Ruiloi, right? It's midrabanan, she's not ruila. So this yesh lehistapik, does the Gemara mean to ask on this or not? Right, maybe she is isha haruila. She doesn't. And as far as the chiyuv knas, that even though they're rabanan aser, but she's still midraisi considered isha ruila, and the isha rabanan wouldn't be missing in this condition that. To pater her from knas. So as you mentioned, it's not clear in the Gemara itself that we're necessarily asking on every single one. And l'chora, you know, you could say that in a chanam, you know, maybe the Gemara is not asking on nesina according to Rashi, right? You don't know that. However, there is a discussion in the Achreinim about this topic, whether an isha which is asur midrabanan, whether she would be considered an isha she'ena ruila, and there will be on the optur from knas. Now this we could understand this on a few different levels, right? We could possibly understand it that even if it were to be that in the deraisa, right, that we consider nisha ru'iloi, but once Rabbanan gave this din, but look, listen to how I'm saying it, because there's a few different levels how you could explain this. So you could understand it that once Rabbanan gave din, so incorporated in the din Rabbanan is that we want her to be considered nisha ru'iloi, therefore the Rabbanan were mafkia the knas, it should follow, right, that being that when Rabbanan gave an isser on her, so Rabbanan wanted her to be viewed as an Isha Isha Surulay. So maybe Midarais is a Chiyuv Knas, but the Chomer Mafkiya should be Mafkiya. That's one level how you can understand. You can understand possibly another level that even the Torah views her today as an Isha She'en Ru'ilay, that since the Torah sanctioned Rabbanan to make Isurim, so that's Bechav Loi Saucer over here, that the Torah values and the Torah rechenzuch, right? The Torah deals with Isurim that the Rabbanan give, and therefore even in the Torah's eyes she's not an Isha Rilei, granted it's on a Drabonin Dika level. These are two possible ways how you could understand it.
Does Kol Mekadosh, Kol Mekadosh, Avayt Drabonin Mekadosh fit into this discussion?
So you have to give a little more direction. Right.
So since you've been Mekadosh, Avayt Drabonin, the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to marry this lady, so therefore she's Eina Ruya.
One second. That hanocha, I mean, is that true that if someone's mekadesh and isha rilei, so it's not chal because of kol mekadesh and daiter ben mekadesh?
I mean, it's chal. Even we say we pass it even chal lavin kibushin, it's chal.
Okay, so what's your
psulos?
Right.
The question is, I mean, even chayv elavin, the kedushin is toifes, but it's still psulos.
So I'm not following, let's repeat again what you were saying before.
You can't marry this lady.
You can't.
This honest guy can't marry this lady. Because
now, when you say you can't marry, what is kol mekadesh daiter ben mekadesh? What do you mean with that?
I mean that if he wants to get married, he has to get married with the Rabbanan's blessing.
Okay, so I don't think that term I don't think it plays in over here. But so let's just without that, what are you saying? What do you want to say? That what the Rabbanan don't want him to get married, right?
So he can't be mekayim in the midst of Los Elisha. Obviously, it doesn't mean he can't physically be mekayim. Even chayv elavin, you can be mekayim.
One second. I'm just trying to understand this.
We wouldn't let him be.
So no, I think that there might be a difference of understanding over here in preliminary, right? And you might be touching on a fundamental difference in understanding. The Hainu, I think the way we're understanding right now is that a condition in the Chiyuv Knas is only an Isha which is Ru'uyaloi, right? And what we're discussing right now is that Midrash is she's Ru'uya. With the Rabbanan, she's not Ru'uya, right? Now whether we're going to stop befoil or not is, you know, but we're before that. He did the oinus and shein right then and there the chiv was chal, right? Whether he marries her or not, right?
Right, but let's say chay v'lavin.
Right.
Mamzeres. So if he tries to be mekadesh mamzeres, we pass in kedushin toifes b'chayv elavim. But even though kedushin toifes, it's isha she'ena ruyelo, and you cannot be mekayim that
because she's also to him. Now our discussion is that midaraisa she's mutter, midabonin she's also, and that's good for the question over here. The chi of knas that the Torah says is an isha ruyelo. Now we have someone who on the deraisa dikal level, right, is ruyelo. Right, that's what we're dining with over here.
We're not going to let them get married.
So midaban they can't get married. So what we're saying over here is that, you know, in the deraisa there's no iser deraisa over here. So luchar midaraisa she's ruya. The enru is on a drabanan dikol level. So maybe that doesn't make a chilek, you know, because in the deraisa you have the conditions for the chiyuv knas. So shine. So that's chal. That's where we're coming from.
We're done with this.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Then we don't have to delve further.
Does it make a difference? Meaning, when the Rabbanan asserted a nusin, let's say, and they said you can't marry her, that becomes then, you know, because of los aser. That now there's an Isser, like essentially an Isser Doraisa, and then the fact that he goes, it has, they weren't Gozer Bechlal with respect to, you know, Onus and Mefata. Now there's a Din that's Chal, because of Los Asur, it becomes like an Isser Doraisa, Adchila to marry her. So now, it would be Chal on her, this other Din, because now you're coming after, after they made the Isser, now you're coming to do the Onus HaMafata. But it's not like one, as opposed to, I don't know, as opposed to, you know, you go, you just, you know, like on the scene and you marry her. Meaning, there, they made an Isser D'Rabbanan. Now it has the force of an Isser D'Oraisa. But Be'etzem it's an Isser D'Rabbanan.
Okay, so no, it's an,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I hear what you're saying. I mean, so over there, what they did was talk directly to you. Over here, what they did doesn't really talk directly to the Knas. Right, they're really talking about, you know, as far as chasnus, right? We're not holding about getting married now. We're discussing the chiv knas. Chiv knas happens to be totally on an isha horo uyloi, right. So in a chanamin, right? So that's really what we're saying. That once they said that you can't marry her, so we need to, that today it translates in that it's an isha. So he was ma'anes the isha shein uyloi. And the chivim of the parasha were not said because you're missing that condition of isha ro'iloi, right? Minochanami, right? They didn't talk about to knas, right.
I don't know how you can bring los sasser into the conversation, because if you bring los sasser, then every drabban is a draisa.
So
and then,
right. So why does that make it difficult for us?
Because. Because we obviously have differences. There is some Rabbanan was low. We have differences. There's two sets of laws.
That's not a contradiction. Okay, it's not right. But that's not a contradiction, right? I mean, even if it's a deraisa, but it's under the category of leisaser. There's no lav deraisa on it. It's a general din that the Torah says that you have to listen to Rabbanan. What we're just saying is that the Torah views that Isur and Drabonon as Isser. So even in the eyes of the Torah, it became Osir. Of course, it's a different level Isser, and it has its own guidelines how it works, but coming back to the requirements of Isha Hora Uyuloi, it's possible that today, even Isur Mitch Osir Mitzad Lois Osir could be that they now became a Isur Shein Ru'ulay, even in the eyes of the Torah. Okay. Alright, so I could be so late over here, so I don't know if we'll be able to continue on. Okay, but Mr. Shem, maybe next time we'll knock up on the takeout over here, because it's important. There's a lot of important things happening over here. A lot of it we had before, but always to keep good to keep fresh the different sheets over here. Store them. What's dependent on what? Tfis Kedushin, Mamzeris, Chulum. Okay, we'll have to hold over here for now.